You're tuned to the Rosie on the House show with Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. Call with your landscaping questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Well, the things you learn at Rosie on the House, the huckleberry is the state fruit of Idaho.
We should have known that. We should have known that.
And then, it is in the family Ericaceae, and it's closely related Genera vaccinium and Galeusaceae.
We're also English professors.
But it does say it tastes an awful lot like a blueberry.
Okay.
I would like to know where she got huckleberry ice cream.
We'll have to find that out.
Delicious.
It's delicious. You've had it?
That's what she said.
Yeah. Okay. But I cannot find out whether or not a huckleberry would grow here in Arizona. Given the state fruit of Idaho, would you think it needs a certain amount of freeze days?
Definitely. For the fruit, absolutely.
You would guess that. It grows in Appalachia a lot. I don't know. Okay. There it is. State fruit of Idaho.
It'd be something to try maybe up at like Warner's and Flagstaff. Maybe
what's
Christopher's at Lakeside.
Right.
I'll give a $100 bill to anybody in this studio who can tell me what the state fruit of Arizona is. Right without hitting your
I would
computer.
Assume citrus.
Is it the swirl cake?
No, it's not a fruit.
It's the fruit, the swirl fruit.
Is it? You think?
I thought it was.
Okay, I'll research that while y'all go to the next question.
Oh, boy.
The state fruit.
I guess citrus technically isn't a fruit.
Okay, I'll tell you.
All right.
Go to the callers.
All right. Which brings us to Tom in Tucson. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. I have a couple of quick questions, but I also I was a recipient of the robot thing for the grill.
Grillbot from the National Hardware Show. Yes,
for that thing works great.
Anyone listening, it is about $100 robot that you turn on, and it's got a handful of scrubbers. And you just put it on your grill, you close it, and that thing bounces around inside. So you like it, Tom?
Yeah, it works great. And it's got a 10, 20, 30-minute settings, but you only need 10, and that's almost too much. You close the lid, it quits working in 10 minutes, and it's beautiful.
That's excellent.
Cool.
Very good. Well, congratulations on winning that, and thank you to Grillbot for providing that for our listeners.
I got that for adding some sriracha sauce to the Rosie's mix.
Yes.
Okay, but my question is I got two questions. On the grass you were talking about, can you still seed a little bit in some bare areas? And then the second question, I have pop-up sprinklers. They're all working just fine and doing the lawn. But it seems like they're draining out at the lowest part of my yard. And is there some valve somewhere that's supposed to stop the water from draining out?
Okay, excellent questions. In order, no, you cannot seed a hybrid Bermuda grass. If you've got a hybrid, one of the TIFFs or one of the other varieties, they don't make viable seeds, so there's no seed for it. You actually have to grow parts of the plant, and that's either sod or you can do a thing called stolons. So, and I prefer using sod. It's so much simpler to roll that out. So
okay.
if you do have a bare area Bermuda grass, even the sterile kind, which doesn't make pollen, by the way, that's a nice benefit, it will send out rhizomes and stolons. It will fill in. So it will send out little runners and fill in. Just keep it wet and maybe a little fertilizer and keep it mulched. Now,
okay.
On the second question with the sprinklers, yes, there is a head that you can purchase that has an integral check valve in it. Rainbird, in their lineup, calls it the SAM or Seal-O-Matic. So you would specify a Rainbird 1800 series SAM or SAM. That will actually stop the flow of a certain number of feet of water. So it'll hold back the water in the lines, which is wonderful for water conservation because every time the system comes on, it has to fill the lines, and that's a lot of waste of water. So that SAM head, if you have elevation change and some low heads, an excellent idea.
I had someone tell me that there's a stop valve, you know, in the little square thing underground that has the, you know, where it changes stations.
That would be the control valve itself, and you do want to make sure you don't have a situation where that valve is leaking or seeping all the time, and that's why you always have water at the low head. That's a common problem, in which case you need a repair. But if it's just when the system comes on and runs and then shuts off and the water runs out the low area on a slope, for instance, that's what we call low head drainage, and the Seal-O-Matic or a check valve. You can also retrofit a check valve below the head if you don't want to change the head. Either one of those will solve that problem.
And you do that at the physical sprinkler, not
correct.
Back at your valve box.
Correct, correct. This is at the head itself. That's where
required
you put a check
a little
valve.
Bit of digging, cutting the pipe, which
right.
I hate cutting sprinkler lines.
Oh,
it seems to never get it clean enough on the back end of it.
That's true. Got to dig a big hole, give yourself some room to work. Yes, but the SAM head, I think, is the way to go because you can just retrofit the head, and you know, for the cost involved, it's such a simple solution.
And what is the cost? Any idea? I know that's kind of a...
You know...
People ask me that, and I'm like, yeah, I don't keep
you might expect,
catalog of
for
price.
A quality little sprinkler head, you might expect to spend $5 or $6 for a little pop-up head, a quality head. You may be able to get them for less at a discount retailer, but I really like to use quality heads from Rainbird, Toro, other major name brands. I avoid some of the hardware store items.
And Tom, in Tucson, there's a Ewing location. There's also...
Yes.
Does Sprinkler World have a Tucson location?
They do. They
That's
do.
What I thought.
Sprinkler World, they're in Tucson. You can look them up online. But I'd go see those folks. They can help you out.
We appreciate the call, Tom. Congratulations again on winning the GrillBot.
Arizona
and
has
for your
no
recipe.
State fruit.
Okay. So, class...
The Sora is the state flower.
I knew that.
That's close.
But Arizona has no state fruit.
Okay.
So there you go.
What if you eat the flowers?
Yeah.
Then you would be a hummingbird.
In the garden at Rosie on the house. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be back with Bill Jenkins right after this short bottom of the hour break. Bring you up to speed with what's going on around your block, around the state, and around the world right here.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.